Okay, welcome back everyone. Okay, we're going to get started on the DNA clearings. And I just loved reading all of your shifts and breakthroughs, so thank you for taking the time to type in the chat box and let me know how it felt for you. I got to get used to that. A little sticky note changes when we come back and when we go to break. Okay, so what we're going to do, I was thinking about this because normally we clear one thing at a time, but we might try it differently. We might try clearing, you know, a batch of things that kind of relate to each other. So let me kind of figure this out. We already cleared the Alzheimer's dementia, and I did see a request for hair issues also. So let's see. Parkinson's is a nerve issue, and somebody asked for some other nerve issue, so we'll put all the nerves, heart disease, let's put the heart with the nerves, let's put blood pressure with that. And then, so that would be one batch, nerves, heart, and blood pressure. And then another batch, maybe, oh, circulation could go into that batch too, circulation. If we do heart, we could do lungs in that area too, so heart and lungs. So then we've got hair, weight, thyroid, that would be a batch. Cancer is its own kind of island unto itself. And then I see joints here. Joints. Would joints fit into? Oh, we could do joint and cancer together because it would be. Okay. Okay, so if you have something else that you want to add to this list, here is what we are based on the requests and as much as I could catch from everybody. We'll do all the nerve because Parkinson's is nerve. Nerve, heart, blood pressure, lungs, and circulation. That'll be our first clearing. And then our second clearing will be cancer and joint. And our third clearing will be hair, weight, and thyroid. There's a lot of them. This is probably going to take us a while to get through these numbers. They'll be pretty big numbers. So what we start with is we're going to start with the lineup. So we're going to actually first start with all the list from that we were doing yesterday on full contracts down. And then we'll really, I'll show you a new DNA technique on the hand movement for clearing DNA that's most effective. Sound good? Let's see. Aging is in the DNA too. We could put aging in there. I mean, we're going through rapid aging. Part of it is really in group mind. Let's put aging, if you want to, let's put rapid aging in with hair, weight, and thyroid, rapid aging, which means everybody who's aging faster than they want to, which is if you're not living 700 years, you might be aging faster than you want to. Kidneys and the body's powerhouse. We could add kidneys in here. Seeing that maybe we should just with the heart, lungs, and kidneys put them in the same batch. So kidneys we'll put in there. Sleep apnea not related to weight issues. Sleep apnea I think we could put in with the hair, weight, and thyroid. And we just cover all sleep issues. So if somebody didn't have sleep apnea, but it does run in my family, like there's my mother has like severe allergies and she has insomnia. And so she's passed that down. And some of that is DNA. Some of that is bloodline DNA. So anyway, we'll put the sleep issues in there. So that would be in the third clearing. And what is it called when big artery bursts? That's what your grandma died of. Big artery bursts. An aneurysm? Maybe it's an aneurysm. That could go into the top one. Is that DNA? Can that be DNA? It can be. Okay. So we'll just put artery issues rather than aneurysm. So just if there's like, you know, weakness in the artery, that would leave you susceptible. Okay, I think that is good to go. So we have three clearings. You are welcome to ask me for other things as we progress if something pops in your head, and if we can put them into the lineup, we will. And understand that you'll now have the technique. Aneurysm, yes. Okay. So you'll now have the technique of how to clear DNA. So for the rest of your life, you'll actually be able to be effective at removing harmful DNA. The reason I really point out that like 97% of our DNA is really good for us is that people just don't know it. And one thing that happened, which was really shocking, I was training at the Berkeley Psychic Institute, a woman who called herself a healer or whatever, she was training there, and she was attempting to remove all of her clients or the person who was sitting in front of her, the other student. She was trying to remove all of the mom and dad's DNA from the person she was working on. And can you imagine, what would happen if someone were successful at even removing like 10% of the mother's and father's DNA? Like, your body wouldn't work. You know, it would be like a complete disaster. So when we work on clearing DNA, we really want to be very specific. We're removing the problems in this related to this. We're not removing nerve DNA. We're removing the problems in the DNA that would relate to poor function of the nerves, poor function of the heart, poor function of blood pressure, whether it be high or low, poor function of the kidneys, poor function of circulation and arteries. So that's what we're removing, not all of the DNA, because a lot of the DNA has fantastic information. So that's kind of the warning. Don't just go wild with clearing DNA. Just really specifically clear what you mean to clear and not one broad brushstroke. Okay, my dears. So I'm going to put the signs back up, the slides back up for the clearing process, and we'll just review them as we start quantum pumping. And here we go. Coming. And we'll just go right up to the top here. So we're clearing for everybody, just regular pump, just the hand movement, the quantum pump, satanic or dark energies. And again, we're working with the DNA, Parkinson's, nerve, heart, blood pressure. So nerve, heart, blood pressure, kidney, lung, circulation, and artery. So anything satanic or dark energies in these areas, Lucifer stops, soul contracts, demonic or evil spirit curses, satanic curses, cycles, and timelines. So that's what we're removing first. I did something really funny there. That's really comical. Okay. I've got like four PowerPoints all open at the same time, so it's very confusing. Anyway, that one went away. Urinary and vaginal infections, is that a DNA issue? I don't see it as a DNA issue, but it might be a predisposition. Is it a bloodline issue? It's a bloodline issue. That's what it is. Okay, so everyone, we're quantum pumping to do the clearing in amplification first for the whole big bundle that we've got. We'll call it nerve, heart, blood pressure, kidney, lung, circulation, arteries. So just quantum pumping. Yeah, having infections wouldn't necessarily be a DNA issue. But you might like look at it in a different way, because like poor functioning bladder might be a DNA issue, or poor functioning valve, because the urethra is like a valve. That might be DNA. It also, on valve function, which wouldn't be infection, but valve function is also related to the adrenals, believe it or not, because the adrenals, when the adrenals get overtaxed, the valves in the body, in the stomach, in the intestines, urethra, all of the, and eyes, actually they're kind of like a valve, they get loosey-goosey and don't work very well because the adrenals are putting out chemicals in the body that weaken and slow the response of valves. Valve function in the body. Stranger things. I'm double pumping. Me too. Fantastic. Yeah, there's a lot to get through today. So double pumping is good. So you can, Vanya, you can do like this. And I was telling all the students yesterday, I have a couple students from India who did their hands and their feet. And I don't remember. Who can we credit to the Pilates, quantum Pilates, where you pump your feet and you pump your hands for a half an hour and you get a great abdominal workout? So I'm going to go to the help you faster. So this is good. This is exciting. It's a lot to clear. And what we do is we'll go through all those clearings, and then I'm going to show you the, when we get down to DNA and bloodline, then we'll go into the how the hand movements, the advanced hand movements for the DNA clearings. And you don't have to clear all of these other things, but understand that when you do, the DNA clearings are very profound because we've removed anything that would allow the problems in the DNA to resurface. So, but typically, even if you didn't clear all of the stuff up front, other than Lucifer stops and cycles, DNA, once you've cleared it, it does stay cleared. So you wouldn't necessarily have to. We're just looking for the biggest, best result. You could just go in and clear DNA. You could just do that and you'd have a good result. But the one thing I would say is definitely when you're clearing the DNA, which we don't have, I don't have written in the Your Divine Human Blueprint, which has it really mapped out as like a 19-step process, is do the Lucifer stop clearing. So in just in case, you know, not everybody has Lucifer stops in different areas, but that one is the one bugaboo that I would definitely double check on with the DNA, that there might be a stop that would prevent them from experiencing it. Even if you removed it and tested that it was removed, they may not experience, or you may not experience a shift because of the Lucifer stop. Sometimes it just overrides things, but it's so simple to clear. It's really, really simple to clear. Just pump it away. Let's see, eye issues, DNA, could be. You can put eye issues in with the cancer in the joint. I think that that would go there. Looks like we have about 10 minutes of this clearing in amplification, and then we'll go into perception, into emotions, and then we'll be down on bloodline and DNA. My necklace has a story you might be interested in. When I was 33, I went to India, and the teachers recognized me. I was recognized as a reincarnated guru over there. And I traveled with one of them, Guruji Keshavadas, and we went to Agra and Jaipur and Varanasi, and we went up into Rishikesh and Uttarkashi. We were in Bangalore and Bombay. And I would sing in the temples, and it was really beautiful. I studied with the priests, I studied healing with sound, and, you know, kind of remembered who I was from other lives. And while I was there, we were in Agra, where the Taj Mahal is. And then we went to Jaipur, and Jaipur is where the Amber Palace is. And so in Taj Mahal, I got to actually do a couple performances, and that was really, really exciting for me. I'm a singer. I got to sing. I sang in 9 languages in the Taj Mahal, and it was spontaneous, but the guards, like, recognized me. They all kind of lined up, and they created a little circle around me so that the tourists who were walking in were silent and they wouldn't disturb me. And then they had guards out at the front having people walk through quietly. So I sat with my eyes closed and gave an hour and a half performance, just singing, just what was coming to me, you know, was, you know, this kind of joyful chanting and singing. So that was really amazing. And then we went on, and I did 2 of those concerts. And then we went on to Jaipur. And Jaipur in the Amber Palace, I actually had memories of myself flooding in about running through the palace and running through the little hallways as a child and sitting out looking from the palace at, you know, kind of in a perch. And one of the guides said, "Oh, it's the Maharani sitting in the perch. How did you know to sit there?" You know, and it was so funny because it just felt so familiar to me. I went and sat, and you could see for miles around. And so while I was there, I had gone to look at jewelry. And, you know, most people go for the gems. The gems are incredible in India. But I was so drawn to this beautiful necklace, which is like a really elegant chainmail, and it's silver. It's I purchased this beautiful necklace, and my friend in the United States said this took many, many, many days to make this beautiful necklace. So each part was done by hand. So it's like my princess necklace or my queen necklace. I love it. I don't wear it very often anymore. I used to wear it all the time. But it just has a kind of wonderful power in it, and it comes from Jaipur. Okay, could you explain Lucifer stops? Let's sing something. I agree, let's sing something. And could we clear health issues related to negative blood type? Only if it's a DNA issue, we will, because today is DNA. So blood type, is a blood type a DNA issue? A negative blood type, a DNA issue? No. Can you explain, whoever, let's see, who's asking me? Paula, could you explain what it means, a negative blood type? Because I don't really understand. Is it like you don't like your blood type, or it's actually like A minus, A negative, or whatever? Could you explain what the issue is with blood? Because if it's a DNA issue, we'll clear up today because today is DNA, but we're not going to deviate because we have 7 days where I really want you to have this transformation. But if you could explain it better to me. I'm getting a no on negative blood type. Like, we wouldn't clear negative. Like, if it's an A negative, we wouldn't clear it because it's not something wrong. It's just the way your body is, you know, utilizing the nutrients that you've been designed to use. So we wouldn't want to change that. Think something, yes. Well, the one that comes to mind right now is really fun. It's Come On, Be Happy. And if you know it, sing along. I'll sing it through once, and then I'll sing a line and you can sing with me. It goes like this. Come on, be happy, our mother loves us all. Illusions are many, and underneath them all, there is one reality, that you and I are one, that God is love, and love is God, and God and we are one, that love is God, and God is love, and love and me are one. Okay, so let's sing it. Come on, be happy. Come on, be happy. Our mother loves us all. Our mother loves us all. Illusions are many. Illusions are many. And underneath them all, and underneath them all, there is one reality. There is one reality. That you and I are one. That you and I are one. That God is love and love is God. And God and me are one. That love is God, and God is love, and love and me are one. Okay, let's try it one more time, just all the way through. Come on, be happy, our mother loves us all. Illusions are many, and underneath them all, there is one reality, that you and I are one, that God is love, and love is God, and God and we are one, that love is God, and God is love, and love and me are one. Oh, yay! Rh negative. Okay, so we got the Rh negative. Is that DNA? That is DNA. And we can add that Rh negative factor, any negative problems with Rh negative, we can add that to the hair weight, the third clearing. So I'll add that in. Thank you for explaining. So that does work. Okay, I love it. Let's see, Sarah, let me see if there's a mantra that would be good for the DNA. The Triumphicum mantra, that definitely would work. A Saraswati mantra would also work. Let's see. Saraswati is the energy or goddess of intelligence and wisdom, and our DNA is very much part of our intelligence system, isn't it? So that would be why that would come through. Yeah, you know, we actually do this in the live classes too. We sing, so I'm happy that you guys like singing because it really lightens the energy and makes the clearings go much faster, I think. So let's see. Okay, so one Saraswati mantra, I'll chant it, and chant it along with me if you can kind of pick up on it. Let me see. It goes, Sarva Mangala Mangulye, Sarva Mangala Mangulye, Shive Sarvada Sadike. Shive Shive Sarvada Sadike. Sharanye Trayambake Gauri. Sharanye Trayambake Gauri. Narayani Namostate. Should we try that one more time? Sarvamangalamangalaye. Sarvamangalamangalaye. I'm going to sneeze. Sorry. Sarvamangalamangalaye. Shive Sarvada Sadike. Shive Sarvada Sadike. Sharanye Trayambake Gauri. Sharanye Trayambake Gauri. Narayani Namostute. Narayani Namostute. Okay, and Triambaka Mantra. And many of you know that, so let's go ahead and do the Triambaka Mantra, and we'll do it 10 times. That should actually take us through the clearing really rapidly. Om Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murcho Mukshiya Mamritatu. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murcho Mukshiya Mamritatu. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murchor Mukshiyam Amritatu. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murchor Mukshiyam Amritatu. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murchor Mukshiyam Amritatu. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murchor Mukshiyam Amritatu. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murchor Mukshiyam Amritatu. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murchor Mukshiyam Amritatu. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murchor Mukshiyam Amritatu. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murchor Mukshiyamamrita tu. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. And then a very simple Saraswati mantra. Om Aim Saraswati Swaha. Om Aim Saraswati Swaha. Om Aim Saraswati Swaha. Om Aim Saraswati Swaha. Om Aim Saraswati Namaha. 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 Okay, I get it. You guys love the chanting and the singing. I see that. So let's do more of that. Let's check and see where we are in the clearing. Again, we're working on nerve, heart, blood pressure, kidney, lungs, circulation, and arteries. And we're going to just go back to our slides here and just take a quick look at where we're at. And here we go. Screen share isn't wanting to cooperate. Here it comes. There we go. I had to open up the window a little more. There it is. Okay, so we've cleared satanic or dark energy, ghosts, evil spirits, demons, transmortals, aliens, entities. Oops, but this is the wrong personal power. Hang on one sec here. Amplification. Okay, so we cleared Lucifer stops. Oh, that's why. Okay, hang on one second. I don't think I have the right PowerPoint up. I have a PowerPoint for a different, it's just a different version of the PowerPoint. One second, I'll pull up the right one. Well, we can do it. Lucifer stops are cleared, soul contracts, demonic evil spirit curses, satanic curses, cycles, timelines, and karma are cleared. Karma, do we clear karma? Do we have karma with DNA? No, so we didn't need to. And do we clear cycles? No. Do we need to? No. And timelines? No. Okay, so I think what I should do, you guys just keep pumping, and I'm going to pull up the right one. This is just the incorrect one, and the other one I shut, so I'm going to just have to open that real quickly. File, open recent, quantum, there it is. Diamond activations. That's the one we want. And then we just get you back to screen share. We got the right one now. And then, okay, so we cleared the top four. And then we go into perception, and we did group mind. We haven't done group mind. Okay, so we're just going into perception now. It's a lot, so let's see how we're gonna clear group mind virus, curses, black magic, atheist thought forms. We aren't going to clear trauma from past lives or the etheric body, but we will clear the emotional body in emotions, though, and cycles and timelines don't relate. So we'll be doing just this group here. The top group mind, virus, curses, black magic, and atheist thought forms. So that's the next bundle that we're clearing. And looks like it's going to be about 20 minutes to clear that grouping. It's a lot. I mean, we're doing many things instead of one thing. We're bundling, so it's not a surprise to me that we'll have longer clearings. And it'll all be good. And if we get through all of this today, I think we will get through all of this today. And then obviously we'll have to, at my lunch break, I'll map out how we get everything in. Okay, some things came in. So beautiful. My hands are active, running warmer. Beautiful. Yay. Love, love, love to chant. Do you guys know I love myself? It's so beautiful. I know the fellow who wrote the song. It's really a sweet chant. Let's see. We'll get through it all today. I think we will, Elizabeth. Let me. I love myself the way I am. There's nothing I need to change. I'll always be the perfect me. Nothing to rearrange. I'm beautiful and capable of being the best me I can, 'cause I love myself just the way I am. Should we try that? I love myself the way I am. I love myself the way I am. There's nothing I need to change. There's nothing I need to change. I'll always be the perfect me. I'll always be the perfect me. There's nothing to rearrange. There's nothing to rearrange. I'm beautiful and capable of being the best me I can. I'm beautiful and capable of being the best me I can. 'Cause I love myself just the way I am. I love myself just the way I am. Let's try it all the way through. I love myself the way I am. There's nothing I need to change. I'll always be the perfect me. There's nothing to rearrange. I'm beautiful and capable of being the best me I can. 'Cause I love myself just the way I am. I love you just the way you are. And still we're gonna grow when I feel the love inside of me. Deep inside I know you're beautiful and capable of being the best you are. I love you just the way you are. I don't think I remembered all of that. But anyway, it's a sweet song, and it goes, of course we're going to change, and of course we're going to grow in our perfect time. I don't know if I ever even had the words in writing. I think I just learned it. Somebody was singing it, and I said, hey, I want to learn that. So, you know, it's really nice to affirm that you are capable and beautiful and perfect the way you are. And I know we talk about perfect, not like perfection, but that everything is right. Because when you claim that, you step into a more powerful place. When you're disappointed in yourself or you are really focused on all of what isn't working quite right, then you stand in a place of incompletion. And when you stand in this, I'm beautiful, I'm capable, I'm capable of being the best person I can be. That's a very powerful statement to come from. And then as you shift and change and things get better and improve, you're standing in that I am magnificent. I am powerful beyond measure. I am that radiant being of light I was designed and created to be. Oh, that would be amazing if kids sang these songs, yeah. Jai Josephs, yeah, I've gone to a few events at his house, and we've chatted a few times. So, Deb, do you know Jai? You might. Let's see, everyone should sing this at least once a day. I agree, Sharon. It does come naturally as a song. I don't know if I remember all the words, but I'll do the Pushpam mantra, which is great for heart and blood pressure and circulation and arteries. That's all related to the fire of the body. And the Pushpam mantra is showering flowers on the seven aspects, the seven elements. So the sun and the moon and the earth and the stars and the fire and the wind and the air. So Yopam Pushpam Veda Pushpavan Prajavan Pashuman Bhavati Chandrana Vapam Pushpavan Prajavan Pashuman Bhavati Yaevam Veda Yopam Ayatanam Veda Ayatanavan Bhavati Nakshatrani Vapam Ayatanam Ayatanavan Bhavati Yopsuna Vampratishtitam Veda Pratevatishtiti Om Sahana Vavatu Sahano Bhunaktu Sahavyaryam Karavavahai Tejasvi Navaditamastu Madvidvishavahai Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Okay, well that's a lot longer. Actually, there's a longer version, so perhaps at the break I'll see if I can dig up the little notes I had on that one. That's so beautiful. Okay, I will, Elizabeth. Yeah. There's some of the chants, you know, that I learned directly from the priest, and they have that real ancient feel, like that's the way it was chanted 4,000 or 5,000 years ago. The guttural sounds and where the sounds come from, and the exact when the next sound is made. So in addition to saying the word itself, it's almost like a pause before you articulate the next part of the phrase or the word or the syllables in the word, which makes it very ancient and very deep, and part of the truth of it is to really have both the syncopation and the sounds, and the sounds are made from 7 different parts of the mouth, the back of the head, and the throat, the upper part of the palate. It's made from, the sounds are made from different parts of, rather than just, Western sounds typically are made from just the mouth. Yeah. Maybe I'll see if I can grab some chant books and we can go through some of those. That would be fun. You want to be a sound healer? Yeah. It is one of my gifts. I came in with my voice transmits an energy, so even if you weren't able to come to classes, we have like the guided meditations, and if you just get into that energy, you'll notice that my voice will be able to heal you, even, or bring you to a better state of health. So when I was younger, like 30 years ago, I thought that would be my modality. I thought that I would heal people from my voice, and I thought that I would teach people about transforming reality through sound. When I've chanted, people have heard, like, I'll sing in a cathedral, and from the other side, and we talked about this, the angels' voices yesterday, and in different sites, I'll start singing, and there'll be a choir, and it'll sound like, in one place it sounded like Buddhist monks were chanting and coming through, like I had opened a door to the etheric realm where the chanting was coming through. Out in the tour in Glastonbury used to be Avalon. I was chanting, and you could hear female voices in a very different kind of sound. Maybe it was Gaelic. It was definitely some Latin when I was in the old cathedral in that was just ruins in Glastonbury. Yeah, so it's really interesting, and I'm not the only one hearing it, which is really cool. So, it's like cool when you hear the inner music, but when all the people are looking around going, where is that coming from? That's really fun. So, there's a relationship we have with sound that I don't think has been really explored deeply. I started writing about it 25 years ago, and that kind of opening the door, the key to other worlds and other times, and that it's like I saw this vision that we were on a spiral, it was a spiral that wasn't, we weren't on this trajectory that looks like a straight line. We're not like that. And that at times that spiral dips down and you can reach many layers down or into the future and open the door to, something that happened hundreds of years ago, but kind of in that spiral, so you're right there. Maybe it's kind of like a cycle, and you can reach in to something thousands of years ago and hear it as if it were today. Like, I think everything exists all at once, and somehow we are on this progressing spiral, moving in a... Now, this is my theory. This is not part of the Diamond class. This is just me now sharing with you what I'm experiencing, you know, in the realm of how does everything fit together. And so I would have these experiences where I would feel like I had tapped down into the past and occasionally had looked into the future. Or I could look at even myself in the past or look at myself in the future. So not part of the diamond training. You don't have to comprehend it or agree with it. Just what my impressions have been through a lifetime of observing. I'm a great observer. Like a vortex. I don't know, because I think of a vortex as a kind of a funnel kind of a thing. And what I'm describing is, like, it looks to me more like a spring. Can you see that? Kind of like that. And the spring will, sometimes it'll dip, like that will, you can't really see it with the light, but like the two of these circles will kind of bend down, like time will bend or shape shift or what, I don't know, shape shift, but it's like it can, the spiral can be stretched out or it can go really close. And that's very advanced. Sorry, I didn't plan to teach that. Yeah, at some point, that's been like 30 years ago. It must be like a cycle of remembering that, because I know I really mapped it out in one of my journals about what I was seeing, which is very cool to see that time is not linear. I mean, we think of time as linear, but it so is not linear. And so I was seeing this trajectory of movement, human movement, and our movement, and that we have access to the past and the future as if it is existing all at one time. Sounds like science fiction. But wouldn't it be cool if we, you know, used those parts of our brain that are quiet to understand these kind of concepts? I think that's one of the things we just really are only using so little of our brain. And we don't really ask those kind of questions very often, do we? Like, we just accept what's in front of us. And, wow, this is an interesting group. This is coming out. I think it's delightful. Thank you for stimulating this conversation. I love you guys. This is really fun. I may be writing about this very soon again. Okay. So I see some notes here. We're just about ready. Keep pumping. Elizabeth said she popped into paradise. Wonderful. And I started to write songs in 2008, I think, but I never finished it. I knew then I wanted to be, heal with sound, the sound in me. Great. And I've written a lot of songs. Maybe we'll sing a few of my songs too. And Heather, I can feel you singing, chanting in my body. Thank you. You're welcome. And Vortex, we answered. And Beautiful, thank you for sharing. You're welcome, Sharon. And like even on both sides. Yeah, more like a spring. And then sounds like a wonderful class, Charlotte. Okay, I'll work on that so I can speak it. It's so funny with the blueprint. It isn't so like when I wrote it out and people wanted to understand it, I had to really like sort it out in my mind. How do you speak what you see, which you think you should think would be like a no-brainer. Oh, that's easy. You just see it. But the descriptions and what I saw and how I was moving things had to be made simple for people, and I had to be able to actually put words to what I was seeing. So sometimes it's hard to do that, right? But it's well worth it, because then so many other people get an opportunity to understand the concepts and enjoy them. Okay, and a whole bunch of things. Beautiful, thank you. Can we clear any and all blocks from journaling? I think I need that. Yeah, why don't you do that as like a little extra credit assignment, you know, during one of our breaks today. You can just go through the whole list of things. We sent you the PowerPoint yesterday, so you can go through from amplification down to bloodline and clear that. And then that would be amazing. Yes. Okay. All right, my sweethearts, I love you. Thank you. This is so much fun. You know, my intention for the class was to maintain my energy and have fun with you guys. And I can see that you're bringing that love energy of the class, and it's making it really interesting for me too, so thank you. So at this point, we take our 20-minute break, a little bit longer morning break. We've been going for a couple hours. You are welcome to keep pumping. This is a big project today. We're going to get through it all, as Elizabeth has definitely claimed. We're going to get it through it all. So if you'd like to, you can pump. I would like you to stand up, move around, move away from the computer. We'll be returning at 21 minutes after, and I will put up the little slide so you'll see that. And, yeah, take a break. Maybe walk outside, breathe some fresh air. If it's nighttime for you, look at the stars. And for me, it's a beautiful sunny morning, so I'm going to go get to look at the blue sky. And I'll see you in a little bit. Okay, bye, everyone.